Welcome to According to Star. It's your lovely, lovely host, Star. And it's your lovely co-host, Demi.
What accent is that?
Bitch, I don't know what you got going on.
I heard a little Jamaican, little French, little Spanish.
I got all the flavors.
A little bit of everything in that,
girl.
Child.
Yes, come on, Flavor Town.
What is going on? What is popping?
Girl, not much. Just trying to stay sane in this world of ours. That's it. How about you?
Pretty much the same. I have so much stuff happening, and on that calendar, I don't know where to begin. So I just say I got a lot of shit happening.
These are facts. You know, I'm just out here trying to control that, make sure you good when everything's said and done. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was all right. It was eventful.
Damn. It was good. It was eventful.
It was eventful, to say the least.
Your ass was busy.
I was ripping and running.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, pretty decent weekend. Jam-packed full of fun and not fun and fun again. So I can't complain.
That's good.
You want to talk about your weekend, bitch?
No.
Nope. You don't. Mm-hmm.
Just know that I survived. That's it.
Moving on.
Yep. Sounds like we're going to get into this tea time.
Yep.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
Yo.
We up in the building.
Time for the tea.
What you got?
All right. So, sad news first. What?
It's always the sad news, and
well,
I forget.
We're trying to get that
out the
way.
I forget that it's at the beginning sometimes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, tell us about the sad news so we can go on.
So there was a shooting in Pittsburgh. A crazy guy who wants all Jews dead. Right up in a synagogue on Saturday morning, and I think it's the body count's at 11 right now.
Yes.
6 injured.
Yes.
All screaming, the Jews need to die. All Jews need to die. I'm just tired of violence in general. Now it's becoming a religion. Well, not that it's not happened before, but now it's becoming a religion thing, and people think it's okay because we got Donald Trump, who is a supporter of all this anti-Semitic.
Has he spoken about it?
Rhetoric. I don't know what to say. I don't like that nigga. I don't want to talk about him. But he did say something on the lines of, someone wrote a story, which the title was misleading, but clickbait either way.
Of course.
It said that he blamed the church, the synagogue, for not having guards as to why. But when I read it, that's not what I took from that. All he said was, if there had been, you know, guards or security or something, then it could have possibly stopped.
Which is also not true, because most people, if we do have security at churches, like my church does have, you know, we have men that patrol in the area when we have big events, and also during like the night events, just to make sure nobody try to run up in the building, but they're not armed, you know what I'm saying? But with all that being said, it's unfortunate that people just can't go to the house of worship where they want to give their thanks. That's not somewhere you think you need to have a gun on you. And it's unfortunate that's true. Has occurred within this community, unfortunately. And my prayers and thoughts are with the families of the victims.
Yeah. Tired of saying that.
Correct. Jeez. This has been a long year saying that specifically.
Just ridiculous. God.
Right. But in good news for that situation, there is always a little light at the end of some of these, you know, these tunnels. Two Muslim groups joined together, and they raised more than $110,000. Is that correct?
Yes, $110,000for the families and the victims. And that's a lot of money in just a couple of days.
That is a lot of money in a couple
that's
of days.
Awesome, because they're probably all going to need that money, although that doesn't mean anything, can't bring them back, but
correct,
every little bit helps.
You know, there's,
so they said, I guess the guy, I didn't read any other people's story, but I guess the guy, I was watching the news briefly, but he was injured during this, after this thing, and
he surrendered, doctors, to my knowledge. Yeah,
but he was injured, and I think there were doctors who had to work on him, and they were saying like all the doctors that had to work on him were Jewish doctors.
Like, come on, should we? You better be good. I like my license.
I know that was rough, but anyway.
I know it was rough, but when everything's said and done, oof, never mind. I was about to say he's gonna have to stand trial, but we all know
you're giving them, and they saved your whole life.
Mm. Ooh, child. Mm-mm-mm. Next.
Shame. Next. Now, this is a lot of tea since I put this in this outline, child. God. And I only got 2 links. It's about 50 links now at this point.
Girl. Come on, Cardi and Nicki.
Belcalis and Onika are back at it.
Back at it again like they never left.
Damn, Daniel. But yes, they're back at it again. I guess Nicki decided on her Queen Radio. Oh, so annoying. Queen Radio.
Let's stop right there. First off, Onika, bitch, stop eating while you're on the mic. Because yeah, I don't just want to fucking...
Busting down.
Busting it down. Making me want to just... throw the fucking phone, because I hate with a passion hearing people eat. So either bitch, that, if you don't leave that lollipop alone.
Either she's eating or she's making those sounds. I want to hope that they're eating, because they are annoying. And she pauses, like odd pauses where I think my phone gave out or something.
Girl,
like, what's going on?
And then she repeats herself, and I'm like, yo, did it go backwards?
Right.
Like, hold on, did it go back?
That's that fake voice. She's good. She's a good one with that.
I thought we got rid of all the side personalities, but apparently not.
Never do. So Nicki's on Queen Radio, and she pretty much starts recanting how things were taking place with the whole verse this, verse that. Then about the Ra Ali beat up Cardi B. She beat her up real bad, and she won't go say nothing. She told Ra not to say nothing because she wanted to get locked up. But here you are on your radio.
Bitch, you can still get locked up. About it. You can, like, do you not know the power of your radio show? Remember?
She's stupid.
Cardi had to go and actually get, she had to turn herself in because of what? A snippet off your shit.
Exactly.
So guess what? Now you're about to put your fucking friend in jail because you brought it up, bitch.
Right.
That's
God, felonies up the ass. Anywho,
she gonna be locked up. They're not gonna let her out.
Since Love and Hip Hop aired, I think.
Oh, shit.
But it wasn't too long. But yeah, I thought we were done with this, but I guess Nicki, you know, and then what gets on my nerves, I know you listen to it too, the most I could listen to, where she gets on there, she's like, I didn't want to talk about this anymore. I didn't start this show. You can ask Apple. I didn't start this show for this to happen. And, oh my God. And I just don't want to talk about it. Girl, you've been talking about it since the fight.
Since the fight. And then with that being said, I'm on Cardi's side when she's like, bitch, if there's footage and you said you had a cameraman there, why are you asking?
I have the footage.
If you have the footage, bitch, why are you putting out 100 bands for the footage?
That's what Cardi said.
Make it make sense.
Okay.
Because that's what she says. And that's exactly what I told you when I was listening to it. It's like, but she just said she had a camera crew there.
And she had the footage. She said she has the footage.
But you going to offer 100 bands for the footage at the hotel. Okay, yeah, make it make sense, sis. Make it sense. Make it make sense.
I'm trying to make it make sense right now. Like, is she saying 100 bands for footage of Cardi not getting beat up?
No, she's saying she wants the footage showing that Rob beat her up at the event.
I'm confused. She's confused too. And like Cardi said, you have a whole legacy, and now this is what you're going to be remembered by. Worried about everybody else and not yourself.
These
you're
are
a sore
facts.
Loser.
These are facts.
Like, leave people alone. You're a bully. She's a bully, and she's picked the right one, and that's all that is. She had time today, child. I don't know what culture was, but she had time today.
No, it looked like Cardi had just came from work, because that whole hairdo she had going, I know that had to be for a video.
Yes, that she had lots of time today. Like all day.
She did, because she we had
eight
a four
straight hours. She didn't leave Betsy.
Like four different posts. Like there
it's
was
actually
three.
More than that now.
Oh, see, you know what? Look, I ain't got time
Nicki
for y'all.
Started talking and Jason Lee got involved somehow.
But no, because she mentions Jason.
Yeah.
Jason's talking about he's got this receipt, yada yada. I'm like, bitch. But that sounds like some shit
Jason
you would do.
Jason don't play. He has receipts. Ooh. They are real receipts.
And Jason don't play. Come on now. Why you?
Why would you do that?
That's the wrong one.
But yeah, it's just funny to me that Nicki's playing like she's the victim here, and let's just be done with it. Like,
but the thing is, it's funny. You know how people are like, say Candyman. can't say his name and you gonna get him. She not ever says Cardi's name. She says she, her, sis, your sister, but she never mentions her name. Are you scared to speak those names, the name out of your mouth? Because I feel like that's what it is. Say what you want to say, sis. Say the bitch name.
She's a sneaky little one, that Nikki. I'm trying to find my archives because I did put some stuff in there.
It's like there off to the side. Shit
that happened. Okay, so when Nikki started saying something about the putting the receipts out, the video, whatever.
Right.
She said that Cardi's lawyer called her and her agent, and they're threatening her for putting out receipts. And then Maury is being messy.
Come on, Maury.
Tweeted when Nikki was talking about the lie detector test. He said, Nikki, why pay for a lie detector test when mine is free? I'll get to the bottom of this. And she said, she's ready.
Maury.
So.
Ooh, you a little messy little white man.
Yeah, Nikki, they both started pulling some pretty valid receipts. Bill Wackerman, I guess the guy with the diesel deal, he's saying Cardi is lying about that. That is not true. Although Cardi did post a nice receipt there. But Bill Wackerman is saying that he's not, but he could be being paid. I don't know. Nikki commented on the Shade Room post of Cardi. And she said, poor baby has no idea Fashion Nova asked me to do that deal. She has for over a year. Okay, who cares, Nikki? You didn't do it.
You didn't do it. It's and that fine. Was stupid on your part.
Okay, so there's let's lots be of real honest. Receipts that they never made an offer. Yeah.
Needless to say, but y'all yeah, hoes gone back and forth. We all know that, yes, Nikki.
Ooh, Nikki addressed the whole camera thing. She said, for the slow ones in the back on the blogs, I offer money for the footage from the venue. I have footage on my own camera, but I was asking for the overhead footage that the venue may have.
For what though?
Oh, shit.
But for what?
I don't know.
Either way it goes, ain't nobody slow. It just makes no sense. Why pay $100,000 for footage that you technically already have?
Yeah. This makes sense.
It's gonna show us the same thing. We just need to see one angle of the shit you're talking about. That's it.
Which is probably your angle because it's closer.
And what we want to hear you screaming, sis. Because if you ain't screaming, that shit's fake. How about that? I'm staying right here.
How about those apples?
Next.
Okay, so Jermaine Dupri, he said something that not a lot of people like, but I get it. You know,
I get it.
So he says that his peers shouldn't turn down the Super Bowl. They should send a message while on stage and take advantage of your platform. Kind of like what Beyonce did. Uh-huh. She took her ass in there and Black Panthered it out.
Mm-hmm. They was pissed. She pissed them white people off.
Yeah.
And
so,
she said, I don't give a fuck.
And they probably real selective about the Negroes they get nowadays. But you need a few Negroes if you want the folks to watch. So Cardi B this year, huh?
I knew that was a fake post. Anyways.
But yeah, maybe
there was a post circulating around that she had turned it down to because support of Colin Kaepernick. I didn't believe that, but we gonna see. I won't see because I won't be watching. So
if we know Cardi correctly, we don't know her, but she gonna do something to represent for Colin if she goes. I don't think she would not. It's probably gonna be something extreme.
You better come out with that fro bitch.
I think it's gonna be something extreme.
You better come out with that fro bitch with his jersey on.
Yeah, but I think yeah, absolutely. That could possibly work. I mean, try to do that, but then at the same time, how about all the Black people just sit out for one? I mean, just let them see that we are the viewership. We are the reason. Like, it's just annoying at this point.
But my thing is where JD's coming from. I get that's a great idea. It's a great idea, and for people to be upset about it, that makes no sense. Because my thing is, people have to also realize these performing acts are not getting money for this damn show. They don't get paid to do the Super Bowl.
The NFL is getting lots of dollars for
it. Exactly. They're not getting paid for this. So why would I waste my time to go at the same time? Like, first off, bitch, you ain't paying me. And you over here holding my brother down? I'm cool. I'm good. But what JD's saying, it's a valid point. I get it.
Okay, let's listen to what JD had to say.
Use their platform, say what they gotta say, let it be heard. Because the more you talk about it, the more to me that changes as far as more than boycotts. Boycotts and marches don't seem like they work to me. I'm sorry. I think they should send a message while they're on stage. Take advantage of your platform. You know, listen, by the way, taking advantage of your platform is to not do the Super Bowl as well, you know, like to not do it. But it seems really interesting to me because we're in an industry where you see so many people do things like boycott something one year, and then the next year they're buddy buddy with the thing that they boycotted. The more people speak on it, the more they talk about it, then the more it's something that people feel like they have to address.
Okay, that's all I'm gonna take from you right now, sir.
I get it. That's all we need.
But everybody has to be in agreement, and that doesn't seem to be happening.
That's never gonna happen. What?
I get what you're trying to do, and it's great, but it's probably not gonna happen.
What just makes me mad is that we have all these Atlanta entertainers, and not one is actually at the Super Bowl. Just saying.
They always.
I know.
It's a little too wretch. Atlanta's a little too wretch for them.
No Ludacris? He ain't whitewashed enough yet?
No, he's doing movies.
At the Welcome to Atlanta? Can you get that theme song for the Jesus. One time?
Well, that's true.
That'd have been dope. I'm just saying.
All right, so my problematic fave, Joe Budden. In a bit of hot water.
Not the hot water.
Over his misogyny accusations. I don't know if he's misogynistic completely, but so
every Joe man Back has back, a bit of misogyny.
Probably
in them.
So, except for mine. While speaking on fitness model Instagrammer Brittany Renner, forthcoming celebrity sexcapade tell all. Oh God! When she said how Kaepernick made her pay for her own fights to get some dick, you think I'm gonna pay for my own fight to get some dick? No, I'm not. But anyway.
Even with that being said, bitch, I wouldn't have told that story.
Exactly. That's nothing to tell. That makes you look dumb.
That made him look like the man. Duh.
And who would ever thought Kaepernick was getting down like that?
You better, Kaepernick. No, I'm just
pat kidding. You on the back, sir.
You better make these hoes pay for their chips all 2019.
I need to know you. You ain't no telling what she had to do for that money. Anywho. So,
Come on, tummy tea.
So it says Joe made some interesting comments that sent social media to uproar. So, State of the Culture, which I still need to watch, he got into a heated debate, as they always do, with co-host Scotty Beam. Ha ha, look who's in sensitive names popping up, where he seemingly condemned her opinion and her fake women empowerment stance. Furthermore, during the debate, Joe became so upset that he lashed out at Scotty and claimed that she hates men and wants them all incarcerated.
Did she post
social
anything
about
this?
Social media blasted him. I didn't get a chance to go to her page. Oh. Social media blasted him and threatened him and all other types of shit. And let's press play and hear what he said.
Y'all want me to be mad at Brittany Renner for what?
No, I want you to sound just as sensible as every other show.
Right.
When a man is doing fuck shit and you want to kill all the men, you want to lock up all the men, you want to do everything to men, you don't want to do nothing to women. That is my problem with this fake women empowerment bullshit.
It's not no fake women empowerment.
Women empowerment is empowering women, which means picking them up when they are wrong. It's not sugarcoating and co-signing all the bullshit that women do. And that is what you do.
What is wrong about the tell-all? What is the wrong thing about tell-alls?
Niggas been rapping in their songs about fucking bitches.
Boy, she hates men.
No.
Everything she says is hating men.
Niggas have been talking about fucking women and fucking different women for how long?
Who hurt you? If you had the same conversation with your mom, dad, aunt, you wouldn't say that. Oh, we can fuck everybody and write books and men. It's
but
men.
But men been doing this forever.
But we're not talking about men. We're talking about women. Yes.
We don't know. Yes.
Oof. Okay.
Oh, she did post a snippet, I think.
Oh, I bet she did.
yeah.
I mean, it's a heated debate between people who have differences in opinion. I think that's the point. So yeah, I don't see how he's I don't get where they call him misogynistic from this. He's just telling her to keep the same energy when it comes to women, like when they're doing things that are wrong, count, because she does. She's very.
I can't even help you, sis. I don't really watch.
You don't watch it.
I just listen to his podcast.
She's like, oh, pro black, pro woman, like feminist. So yeah, I can't. I'm trying to remember a time where she has like said anything bad about a woman who was doing some fuck shit. I'll have to go back through, but I can't think of anything off the top.
I mean, I don't see anything from on her page. I mean, because I think that was a different day. Because in that clip, she got the puff,
she got
right?
An afro.
Yeah,
that
no, there hair. Ain't no, there ain't hair. Yeah, there ain't no clips of this.
But yeah, I don't see why he. And then the way they're wording it is if he was telling her like her opinion didn't matter. What I took from that was he was having her keep the same energy throughout and make sure like when women do shit wrong that you call it out, just like. You call out the things that men do wrong because she do be going in on dudes and you could tell she's been hurt and Joe didn't have to say who hurt you because it's clear.
It's who very hurt clear. You?
Right.
He just, who hurt you? Like, what?
So who hurt you?
It's clear.
That's fucked up.
That but she's been hurt. I mean, just, yeah. This shouldn't even be like, why does he looking like the bad guy for this is a debate between men and women. Nobody talks about Charlamagne and DJ Envy, how they do Angela. Sometimes.
I was about to say, like, are you sure?
I don't even listen to nobody talk about them.
Because Angela, I feel like Angela, from what it seems like, she kind of backs down out of it sometimes.
She does.
And that's probably why nobody says anything. But Scotty obviously didn't back down, and that's what people are like, you can't just be trying to bully people, da, da, da. But it's just like,
but do my they thing, say that he's bullying Remy when he be getting with him and Remy be going back and forth?
But my point
no point, why
no what I'm saying, look, I told you I don't watch
why
the show.
Why think they don't say nothing about,
because we all know Remy about her business, she'll pop up. We don't know,
and Scotty talks a lot and got a big mouth, so you would think she's about hers, but she's super sensitive. That's not the platform for you, baby.
But again, like I said, I don't watch the show to tell you that yes, she's hella sensitive or no, she's not. You get what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I feel like in that clip Joe Budden is not being misogynistic in a sense of, oh, you know, being very degrading. And when I hear, that's what I feel like misogyny is.
Yeah, they're using the wrong word.
Yes. But I'm biased because I like Joe Budden anyway, even with his stupid shenanigans.
I love him. I just.
I'm sorry. I'm biased. Yeah. Just, it is what
before
it is.
He was this personality, I love his music. I don't care if nobody ever streamed it but me. Pump it up. That's way too far back.
Come on, that just reminded me of You Got Served. Jesus. Lord.
Oh my God. Oh, he's probably forever getting money off of that. But yeah, I don't take that as misogynistic at all. That's the wrong words. Where'd I get that from? Hollywood Unlocked? That's not the right word.
Okay, it's Hollywood Unlocked. Okay. I love Jason Lee, but Hollywood Unlocked sometimes got some stories.
Well, Shade Room be having spelling errors.
Bitch, you ain't never lied.
Like, I had screenshot at one time. They had put the wrong damn title of the people that was in the picture. I said, this is not this. Like, what is going on
y'all the editors that need to be fired.
And I was like, oh, okay. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, I gotta be catching Ray Ray sometimes. As soon as I see, like, I get the alerts now, like the notifications when it posts.
When post stuff.
I be going there like, let me, because he typed just how he talked. And I'd be like, what the hell? I could hear him saying this. But yes. What else we got?
Nothing, girl. We on to that Black Foolishness.
Who raised you? It's actually painful to watch. Watch.
All right, now. So we got a update on Doorstep Dana. If you remember, if you've been listening, which you should have been. If you weren't, you need to go back.
I need you to go back.
And listen.
Take a gander.
And the girl, what's her face? The crazy girl who dropped the baby on the doorstep.
In Houston.
Woman who was seen leaving toddler on doorstep and running off speaks out, claims everything blew out of proportion.
There's just no way you can tell me that everything blew out of proportion, sis. You left a whole toddler on the motherfucking porch. If you don't have a text message to tell me that the mom specifically gave you those instructions, do not encounter the boyfriend's, the baby daddy's girlfriend. leave the baby on the porch, sent you the wrong address. You have no case. Period. Right.
She's getting blamed for everything when she says the mom told gave her the wrong address, but you're going to put the baby on the porch?
Like, and then you say that
she gave the wrong address. Guess what? Bitch is supposed to knock and wait.
But she says, even in the story, they said that she, the mom told her not to wait, just to leave the baby on the porch. And she said, are you sure you want me to leave your baby on the porch? And she says, yes. That's why I said, I need a text message receipt to show me that, bitch, you're not coming out of the blue trying to just protect your ass, because you know damn well you got them charges on your ass right now. If you read in the story.
So she says she... that was the house, but they said it wasn't the right house. She said she saw the woman through the window. But then she's saying she's lying. His daddy's girlfriend in the window. That's why she ran off. But they won't. He won at the right house. Exactly. From jump.
So you're lying.
You had the wrong address in the beginning.
Yes, you just contradicted yourself.
You can't lie, child.
Contradicted yourself. Huh?
Gone. What's next?
Child? Next.
Oh.
Orlando this Brown spotted Negro. Barefooted with a box wine. Bruh, after 1 week of rehab.
Watch the video. He is
damn
shot this is, out.
This is what happens when you don't have no more Disney money, I guess. Woo, child.
So he did attend the rehab. But it didn't last too long. He spent 1 week and now he's walking around barefoot in the streets with a box of wine. Franzia, the one you get in the wine aisle at the grocery store. A box of it, child. No shoes on. A spit up stain on his shirt. Like crazy. Let y'all listen to the audio.
Look, my shit right over there. I pull the look at this circus clown. Whole blood. Go ahead.
Barefoot
him on the corner.
Sock me out. Sock this
look at this nigga
out.
Dirty ass feet.
Barefoot.
Yep. Bum ass nigga. Try to get this nigga some love. He wants shit on you. Yep. Now I know why he ain't got no family.
What?
Get the fuck away from here, nigga.
What? I got you. Yeah, bitch, no.
What?
Get the fuck out.
Watch out for calling God.
He is in the street.
Get away from my house, y'all.
Okay, well. He said, what? What? You ain't got no family. What?
Sound like one of the little minions.
Oh, God.
Sound like one of the little minions.
What? Oh, my God. Well, you know, he's terrible. I don't know what's wrong with him. He just got busted. He just did a B&E and got locked up, like, in August. Like, what is happening? Somebody get the man and put him under your wings, because...
Girl, you can't... Unfortunately, for... people who are addicted to whatever they're addicted to, until they're ready to be done, they're not going to be done. It's literally, they have to hit their rock bottom before they're ready to actually say, I need help.
You drinking box wine.
But to him, but that's my point. To him right now, he ain't at rock bottom to want help. That nigga thinks he's perfectly fine with his box wine and spit up shirt.
Oh my God. Just saying. So bad.
Unfortunately,
sorry.
Hopefully he comes to realization that, no, this is not where I want to be. No, this is not okay. And he gets the help before it's too late. For real.
He's been kicking pretty long.
He
ain't on the list yet.
Make me go to rehab. Oof.
But anyway, dear white people.
Dear white people, wow. Y'all really trying it?
Righty then. So we're gonna switch it up a little bit.
Are you throwing on your period? Your European
girl,
accent
know what that
just
is.
Now.
Don't know what
want
it
to switch
is.
It up a little bit. What?
Switch it up a little bit. Okay, so I got some positive white people news.
What?
I'm very excited. I figured I can't do them dirty every single week. They do some good things sometimes.
I mean, so, I guess some of y'all.
Dear white people, you're not on the shit list this week.
Wait, before you say that.
All the way.
Okay, like, there we go. Clean it up real quick.
Yeah. The good outweighs the bad this week. Just
it does.
Like
I'm proud of y'all this week. Y'all did some rich. Well, I guess. Yeah, they did good.
Some of you. Can't speak for some of your others.
Your peers are still fucking up, but you know. Mm-hmm, let's go ahead and get to the good news.
Alrighty here. So, photo of an Alabama man holding a stranger's baby has gone viral. So, there's this picture. If you guys haven't seen it, look it up. Alabama man holding a baby. And I'm sure it'll be the first picture that pops up. So it's this older white man. And you guys know Alabama is Alabama is Alabama. Rednecks, racists, all of the above. So there's a black woman with her little black baby, and she's trying to fill out forms. Maybe the baby was fussy, I'm not sure. But the white guy is shown, like, coddling her baby, and it's so sweet while she's filling out the paperwork. And the person who posted it said he just went over and took the baby and just loved on him like he was his own. I find that sweet.
That is sweet. We appreciate people that actually help when you see that someone is in need. Right. I appreciate it.
If you guys see the picture, he just looks like he's enjoying himself.
He's like, he just holding.
Maybe he don't have no grandkids of his own or nothing. Just looks like he's just so, like, it's sweet. That's nice.
Girl, that's usually the ones that be
some good in the world.
That's exactly who be trying to kid up the little kids, the ones that ain't got no grandkids. My mama.
You right.
Because she be picking all the fucking kids in the house, okay? My mama got all the babies.
She do. Y'all need to help her out in a few years. I said a few years. My God.
When y'all when my husband come into my life, I'll let y'all know.
Mm-hmm. My nigga Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Because I loves him.
We loves him.
So he is out in the streets campaigning door to door for candidate Stacey Abrams in the Georgia governor's race. So it's been said that it's going to be a pretty tight race. So he's out there with his Stacey Abrams for governor t-shirt and he's campaigning.
You better do it for the black folk.
For real. And I hope that she wins, because if she wins, she will be the first, where is it? I can't find it.
Girl, just say the first African American woman, period.
Yes, in the United States. Yeah, there we go. So if she wins, she'll be the first black woman to serve as a governor in the history of the United States. So I really hope that she wins. That's awesome.
I need y'all to go vote.
I could die satisfied if that happened to me. That's awesome. That's
amazing. We already got a black president, so let's carry on. Let's keep doing the first, y'all.
Keep on keeping on.
Yes.
All right. And
see, we were trying to prepare y'all for what was next. So
now we get to the dumb things that you people do.
The dumb shit that came up this week. Man arrested for using the dark web to find a girl he could kill and eat. Young Alexander Nathan Barter. On October 19th, a undercover cop discovered his post on the dark web talking about he wanted to who would allow him to commit necrophilia and cannibalism.
So you're gonna put an ad out saying, hey, can I kill you, then have sex with your dead body, then eat you? Someone's gonna answer yes to that? Someone's volunteering as tribute for that?
Not tribute.
This is crazy that he even thought that he could put that on the web and actually get somebody to come and say, yes, I will let you kill me, fuck me while I'm dead, and then eat me.
God. The undercover officer posed as a dark web user and responded to Barter's post. During their conversation, Barter would describe how he would meet the victim and kill her. He also told the undercover officer to report his daughter missing to the authorities and claimed that she ran away from home. Bitch!
You was doing... Okay.
Barter added that he was not going to back away from fulfilling the request in an email. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute now.
I'm not going to change my mind about this. I really want to do it. Oh. See, they were trying to give you an out, nigga. You ain't take the out.
My God.
They trying to give you an out.
You want
to
do this? Absolutely.
Sure? Are you? Ugh. Look, you 100%?
Like, was he really going to do that?
Bitch, yes.
He was committed. Hope he ain't done nobody else.
Y'all better check y'all missing persons. And check to see if he got worms.
People are doing weird things, you guys. Like, even, like, there's a strangling suspect. He was captured after police discovered he used online dating to lure his victims. Strangling foes.
That's why I stopped doing that too. I'm cool.
No.
I'm cool.
And why are you even getting in a position to be strangled by somebody you just met online? You should be in a public setting.
Girl, look.
Ugh. Jesus.
You ain't telling me nothing I don't know. But anyways, well, you know, we couldn't, you know, give you all just the praises. We had to let y'all know that somebody's still out here fucking up.
All the way crazy, okay?
With that being said, we're going to slide into what?
Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high.
Black folks consistently go high.
Well, then, for Black Excellence, in the first slot, we have Reminisce Mackie. So Remy Ma launched a foundation to help provide resources and opportunities to formerly incarcerated women. We all know that Remy holds the incarcerated women near and dear to her heart. And she is launching this to help them with resources for when they are released from prison or jail. So there's not a lot of resources for women, mostly geared towards men. And they forget that women get locked up too, and they need something to get them and ease them back into society. So I think that that is awesome that she's doing that. It seems definitely genuine and something that's near and dear to her heart. So I'm pretty sure she's going to keep it going.
Keep it going, girl. You know, it's great to have someone that actually, you know, fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. We always need somebody to fill in the gaps. And it's always great when it's, you know, of African-American descent.
Mm-hmm. And celebrities. It's very important for celebrities to do so.
Yes, giving back.
They have the means.
They have the means.
And the resources.
The resources. And the following to get more love, okay? Well, we're going to carry
what
on.
What accent are you using?
I don't know. That was, I was like,
oh, Jesus, Lord.
Anyway, I know you ain't talking about nobody accents.
Whatever. Call me now.
Wow. You know who you sounded like just now?
Miss Cleo.
Yep.
That was the purpose. We were watching earlier. He was saying, call me now. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, God. On to the next. A little black boy magic. I felt, you know, my favorite is Black Boy Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Police shooting survivor Leon Ford is running for city council. About 6 years ago, Leon was actually paralyzed after being shot by a Pittsburgh police officer during a wrongful traffic stop. He didn't let that situation keep him down. He's been basically being an activist in these streets. But what encouraged him to actually run for the 2019 primaries was not his own incident. It was actually the 70-year-old Antoine Rose, who was shot and killed in June. Mm-hmm. Basically, he said, I'm tired of protesting and going to these meetings and ain't shit being done. So guess what? I'm about to make shit happen.
He said, I'm about to take my seat at the table so I can be a voice on the inside, which makes sense.
Amen.
Do that.
Do it. Do it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. So let's move into the main motherfucker topic.
Wow.
All right, so this week we want to touch on All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween Diz Notes. Don'ts.
The Diz Notes.
The Diz Notes.
You've been hanging out with Snoop lately, huh?
The Diz Ounts.
The Diz Ounts. Okay, anyways.
Well, what kind of make us want to talk about it was, what's her face? Megyn Kelly's weird comments about the blackface.
No, there was nothing weird about it. She knew what the fuck she was talking about. Anyhow.
Yeah, she had a whole...
Had the black girl in the crowd looking real disturbed. Like, bitch, did you really just say what I think you just said?
And NBC let that ass go, too.
Oh, did they fire her?
They did. They let her go, and now she's trying to sue them for some type of... I don't know if it's severance package or some type of shit that she's doing, but... So yeah, if you guys didn't watch, yeah, she talked about blackface, and here it goes.
That is racist because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
If somebody feels like
that is racist because
oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. It's not okay.
It never was okay.
And
she know damn well it was never okay.
Yeah.
Because
Don Lemon roasted that ass up too. He was like, it's not, it might have been okay in the small town that you're from, but it was never okay.
Of champagne.
It might have been something that y'all did.
But it was never okay. It was okay. Not okay. Never like, okay.
The fuck, bitch?
You got life all the way fucked up.
Oh, I can't. So, with that being said, I'm using Demi's favorite. With that being said, let's talk about what y'all not gonna do.
What y'all not gonna do today.
What y'all still gonna do.
And it's okay, we're gonna blast you.
This is what we think you shouldn't do, you know?
It's not, it's most times you shouldn't do it, because if you think about it, it's really bad. It looks really bad on your character. But you know, shit.
Some people don't have the compass.
No, okay. Mm-mm. Well, what you not gonna do this Halloween? Blackface.
That's, blackface. That's just a given.
Like,
should be a given.
My thing is, why? First off, let's just look at the financial aspect. Why the fuck are you going out to get a whole new color that your ass ain't? Like, you spending money to be black. That just goes to show you want to be us so bad, but you don't want to take part of the struggle that we take a part of every day. I was listening to Brilliant Idiots, and they had a guest host on there. Her name is Ebony. And basically, she broke down why it's not okay. It's like, y'all want to be black one day out of the year, but you don't want to share the struggles of black folks that we deal with 365 days out of the year.
Oh, so, absolutely not, child. Absolutely not.
So,
and you don't see the white, when we got to put be the white characters for my costumes or anything like that when I was a kid, you didn't see my mama painting me white.
No, she knew damn well she wasn't.
Throw that goddamn costume on. We don't want to be white.
No. And then she also seen, like, I'm not wasting my money to make you white, bitch. We black. That's what we gonna be. Duh.
Shoot.
Y'all want so badly to be us, but don't want to take part of that struggle.
So, no on the blackface. And oh, it's just for play.
We don't play about our skin.
That's the difference between black folks and white folks.
Y'all always want to play some shit.
Y'all play too much.
When you play yourself, we'll play. Bitch, you gonna find out. How about that?
We don't play them games.
On to the next.
Skimpy clothing.
Come on now. It's not Halloween.
Right, like, that's dead. That shit is dead, okay? Like, don't nobody want to see no bunnies and little cats and little devils.
I need
devils.
Y'all to be more creative.
We're done with that. That's over.
Those is the basic ass.
You throw your thong bodysuit on some fishnets and some shoes, and you put on ears and a tail, on a tail. That's not... All you did was buy ears and a tail.
For real.
To add to your already in my drawer wardrobe. Like, can we be a little more creative?
You know, sometimes these hoes is a little broke, so they just, you know.
Or you're a baseball player, but you don't have on baseball gear. You have on a thong bodysuit with long socks, not even cleats, just some skippy dippies, and a baseball cap. That isn't really a baseball cap. It's a logoed cap. That's not a baseball player. You're just fucking naked with your ass out. It's not a baseball player. With a baseball bat. That's another accessory. You got a baseball bat. That's not... If you just want to be a thought, do it with confidence. Just go out.
Speak your truth,
butt ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk your
stop
shit,
trying
sis.
To dress it up like something that it ain't. And it's dead. The skimpy shit is dead. It's dead.
Well, in clarification, skimpy
girl.
No.
You don't count.
Oh no, I know I don't count because I was a character, bitch, a whole character. Okay.
And your whole ass wasn't out.
And my whole ass was them stockings did rip.
Stockings ripped.
But yeah, that's neither here nor there. Okay, they was holding on by a string, literally holding on by a thread. but with that being said, I'm at least a character that you can pinpoint. Go look. Oh, that is the same exact outfit she has on. We talking about the hoes that want to be the animals and the other characters.
The leopard, the tiger.
The tiger.
A jaguar.
A
Black Panther. Those things that y'all just throw on a thong bodysuit and fishnets and pumps and put a tail on, paint a little nose.
Sis, I know if my ass got bit up this damn weekend, I know your ass had to be told to fuck up with no damn stockings, okay, bitch? Y'all out here risking it all for nothing. Shit, a bitch is tired of scratching right now, okay?
No mosquitoes up in my hoo-ha. Nope. I'm good on that. No.
And yep. On to the next. Appropriating any culture that is not your own.
Don't do it.
Amen to that.
Native Americans, geishas. Ooh. If you want to do some shit with culture, mock your own fucking culture, okay? Come as Hitler if you want to. I don't care. Ooh. Come as fucking... I don't know. But do not appropriate our culture. You got tons of bullshit in your own that you can play.
I was fighting somebody about that this whole month.
Y'all got tons of little... shitholes in your culture that you can just dress up as them, but don't be Donald Trump. That's another one. Don't do that shit. I don't think anybody wants to do that.
You don't mean, you shouldn't want Donald to Trump
unless you're going to a white school somewhere.
Whoop.
Don't do it.
Oh, those are the schools that want to appropriate, bitch. You ain't know.
Somebody will be Donald Trump and they'll be fine there. Don't go where it's a melting pot of cultures because they're gonna look at you like. Beat.
Unless you might not make it.
You might not make it unless you over exaggerate how orange you are. Like you got to show up like an Oompa Loompa, my nigga. Right.
So next on the list is don't be basic,
which I feel like y'all are already gonna do.
Like Halloween's been around for too many years for us to be with the same old store bought costume. Like that shouldn't even be a thing anymore. But for kids, like it's too easy to go and purchase a fucking costume and throw that shit on and just be.
See, but that's the problem. Y'all not creative enough. I need y'all to put some creativity in your life.
So many characters in this world you could be.
There's so many, but y'all all want to default to the same five basic bitches. Including the motherfucking devils with the ass out.
Devils with the ass out, bunnies with the ass out, cats with the ass out, leopards, cheetahs. I seen a dog on my timeline with the ass out.
Bitch, a dog.
She was a dog.
Woof.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, I'm a dog. Woof.
Yo, I haven't seen that costume. Where the Migos at? I need the Migos to come out this year.
Maybe Migos. I might be a part of the Migos next year.
No, we agree what we was already doing.
We gonna be the Migos.
Who the fuck is gonna be the Migos?
I'm Quavo.
Fuck you. Who about to be Offset?
You take off.
Bitch, I knew you was gonna try me.
Who Offset? He's the tallest one, ain't he?
Yes.
He's about the tallest one. You're take off.
Oh, fuck that.
I am Quavo. And then who is going to be Offset?
Engineer?
He can't be Offset. He's too light.
Oh, bitch, wait. What you trying to say about me?
We can darken you up a little if we need to.
We don't need to blackface.
No. Oh, nigga, you black. You got a blackface.
That's my point. We don't need to make me darker, bitch.
A little darker.
You ain't about to have me out here
sweating. You take off. You can wear your own glasses, child.
Fuck you. Bitch, I can see without my glasses.
I'm just saying he wears glasses a lot.
I do not.
No, take off does. He be wearing them little pedophile glasses.
Now you say my glasses are pedophile glasses.
I mean.
Keep digging the hole, bitch. Keep digging.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Next bullet point.
God damn. Don't steal your kids' fun by picking their costume. The little girl don't want to be a Chanel bag. That's what I saw one year, a Chanel bag. That little girl don't know what the fuck that is. She want to be My Little Pony. Not no goddamn Chanel bag so you can post it on Instagram and try to go viral. Let that baby be PJ Maxx or something. God damn.
Chanel bag though?
Yes. Somebody dress their child up as a Chanel bag.
Yeah, don't make the babies the rappers though either.
Stop making your babies Cardi B. I seen way too many little babies dressed up like I like it like that. Like, can you not with the big old hats on their head and foofy? Where are you? How much money are you spending when all she want to be is Elsa?
Let it go. Exactly. Let it go.
Don't steal your kids' fun. Like right now, I want my son to be Killmonger. I want to do his little hair up like Killmonger.
Who he
want
to be?
You know what?
Who he
that
gonna be?
That nigga want to be Deadpool. So that's who he gonna be. I'm not going to steal that away from him.
He said he is going.
My
all the
last
way left.
Time having any say so, he was about 2 years old. He was Elmo. That shit ain't gonna fly no more. So I'm gonna let him have his moment. What the world? Y'all be dressing these kids like thugs and rappers. I seen a Tekashi 6ix9ine baby.
No!
Like, what is happening? What is happening? I'm
disappointed.
Let them kids be Power Rangers and
let the kids be kids.
My Little Ponies and
let
stuff
the kids
like that.
Be kids. Stop making them so grown, and then you wonder why you got a grown ass child for no fucking reason.
Yeah, like
because you make.
I can say about from two, maybe 1 to 3 years old, you don't have any say so. Like they're gonna. You
only
can
say
do what you
look,
want.
Only say so. You need to have us in the budget. Like, look, my
right.
nigga, you can spend this much money on a costume. So
after
that means
about
from
3 years old,
look,
let
that means
him be what he want.
1 through 6, my nigga. 1 through 6, unless you gonna work for 7 through 10. Okay?
Oh my God, But yeah, I'm tired of seeing these kids not being what I'm pretty sure they didn't go to you and say, hey, mom, dress me up like Post Malone for Halloween.
My mama calls.
Like, what? No, stop it. My one little friend, though, her baby's under the age of 3, so she still picks his. She dressed him like G-Eazy. OMG. Cutest thing ever.
Yo, why do I feel like I've seen that somewhere?
Did he go viral? He's so cute. But yeah, she dressed him like G-Eazy, and he's the cutest freaking thing ever. And I thought that was cool. Because he's still under the age where he doesn't really choose his own costume at this point.
Was so, it yeah. G-Eazy?
Yes, you see that?
That actually did go viral, really? Then. Because I seen that picture. That's why I was like, why do I feel like I've seen that somewhere? It was another guy that was dressed like, fuck, who was he? And he was holding the baby, and he was like, this is G-Eazy. That's funny.
Oh, this one?
Yes.
Where he's Post Malone. I think that's her brother.
Okay. But yes, I did see that.
It went viral?
No, I don't think it went viral. What page are you looking on? Are you looking on the podcast page?
I'm not on the podcast page.
Because I think I've seen it on the podcast page.
Really? But yeah.
Oh my God! Right? It's so cute!
Oh my God. I was like, oh my God, he's so stinking cute. But yeah, that was cute. And yeah, that, I mean, 1 to 3 years old, do what you want. Make them Chanel bags and
don't make
Louis Vuitton shoes and
no, stop making them objects.
Whatever, Cardi B and
okay, let's just dead
Cardi
that.
B and Offset. Didn't they make
yes,
yeah?
Just let's
Beyonce
just
and Jay-Z. I think I seen that last year.
You little know, I'm not mad at the Beyonce and Jay-Z, but oh baby,
I don't know if the girl came and said I want to be Beyonce. Maybe she did. I don't know.
Mama, but, I want to be Beyonce.
I want to be Beyonce for Halloween. Beyonce, but let your babies do their own thing.
Let the babies be babies.
And the last thing I have, but I'm pretty sure there might be more, is
child.
Some white foolishness.
For real.
So, what you don't want to do is glue fake zombie teeth in your mouth and get them stuck. I read this, and I was like, what? So, an Alabama woman made a huge mistake when the zombie teeth she purchased for Halloween were stuck in her mouth. So she decided to glue the fake zombie teeth in her mouth. Not sure if she used Gorilla Glue, fabric glue. It had to be a stiff-ass glue because she said...
Bitch, what kind of glue did you put in your mouth?
She used wire clippers. Wasn't working. They had tightened up. She was up till 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get them out. They wouldn't budge. She had to go to an emergency dentist. And she said they had a saw... talked about taking the teeth off in sections. They couldn't numb it because they were scared they would actually pull my teeth out. Bitch, what the fuck kind of glue did you use?
We sure those wasn't her teeth.
It was Gorilla Glue and those ain't her teeth, stupid.
I mean,
why would you glue them in your mouth? That's what I don't understand.
Y'all be taking shit too far.
Mm-mm. No. That's what your motherfucking ass get. Don't do that shit.
Don't do it.
Do you have any other don'ts for Halloween?
I guess my only don't would be don't take yourself so serious. Shit.
Be what
have
you
fun.
Want. Do what you want. Yeah.
Have fun. It's not, don't be serious.
Mm-hmm. Be the.
You serious 364 days out the year. Let the one day just be chilling, okay?
Turn into another person.
Yes. Be a whole character, child. Brand new bitch. Just be a whole brand new person.
Whole brand new bad bitch.
Don't be a basic bitch. Be a whole brand
don't,
new.
Please don't be basic. I don't want to see these bunnies and devils. And
woo! But let me tell you, Tiana Taylor killed it.
Oh yes. Ugh. I love her costume.
We're going to continue to post those, so just know.
And Wednesday's going to be lit. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what Fabulous and his family are going to be.
I'm on the fence about that. But anyways, well, I feel like that's, are we done?
Inmates and...
I think we're done with the main topic.
Okay.
I feel like we can move on to the trash.
Yep.
Let's do the trash.
Okay.
Come through with the bop.
Trash. What trash do you have?
You should go first.
Oh, God. Actually, I'm going to save mine because it actually could be a whole entire topic, actually. So, a main topic. So, I'm going to save my trash.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm going to save it.
Ooh, that bad?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to save it.
Well, I guess my only trash is, you know, you narcissistic motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to chill the fuck out. Mm-hmm. You can't control how I feel. Can't control how others feel. Especially narcissistic motherfuckers that keep hitting my inbox. Let's start there. You are not, I'm not obligated to do shit for you. I'm not obligated to respond to you. I don't give a fuck what you got to say because I don't know you. So, with that being said, all men who have started to inbox me, I have sent your shit to ignore message. So, just know, you ain't gonna get no response. Ever. I'm gonna be like this forever. Okay? I done found a new way to fucking ignore y'all asses. Guess what? Y'all all sliding into the requested bin. All of ya. All of you. If you want to reach me, you can find me in my comments.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Just saying. But yes. Like I said, I wasn't going to touch base on my whole weekend. Just know, like I said, all I have to say is I'm cool off all the bullshit. I'm just going to be cool. That's it.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, all you niggas that just decided to just stay in my inbox, fuck y'all.
Jeez, why? What?
Because they always feel entitled. Like, oh, look, no, you know what? We just gonna read one for the kicks and fucking giggles for everybody. Where the fuck did it go? One dude, he gonna say, because I didn't respond to his message. Oh, so you too good to ride a brother back? Is that what this is? Anyways, I'm gonna try shit one more time. Good morning, Miss Demi. This your boy. I ain't gonna read your bum ass name, nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
But you need to chill the fuck out. You need to chill the fuck out. Cause I'm not entitled to actually answer you because I don't know you, bitch. And you can go ahead and delete me if you want, because I'm still not gonna respond.
Mm. Well, he said one more time. That was his one more time. That's it. That's all.
That's all the fuck I got to say.
Wowzers. Well, at least you're not getting dick pics, uninvited dick pics.
No. It could be worse. It's not the pictures. I got a message that said somebody wants to eat my coochie, so that was a lovely one. Mm. Not really, but...
Yeah.
No. I just want to read it now.
No.
Yes. Since we're on the topic. He said, I'll eat your pussy till you pass out when you wake up again and make you pass out fucking again. You are so fucking beautiful. Like, that's not a compliment.
Ew, what it's I look a- like? Shit. God damn, nigga. Slow your roll.
Thank you. That's what I'm getting
just
at.
Just diving straight into. I mean, sometimes I know we ask for guys to be upfront with what you want, but my goodness.
You have to have some tact.
There's
to
no
yourself.
Tact there. That none is straight. All. Turn off.
None. Exactly. Very much so. And when I tell you.
Oh, nigga, please.
When I tell you.
Titty's bigger than yours.
Bitch.
God Almighty. Jesus. God.
Needless to say, I don't appreciate y'all nasty ass messages. So if you got a homeboy that's out here sending nasty messages.
I have never had a man like send me nasty messages. I got a dick video on Snapchat years back.
See,
like back when everybody was getting random dick pics for some type of reason. I don't understand.
Niggas be throwing sausage
everywhere.
It was nobody's everywhere.
Dick that I knew. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. Like, nigga, why? Why do people insist on trying me? I've literally sent the same PSA all fucking month.
People are thirsty and they don't care.
Well, I'm gonna keep making you dehydrated, nigga.
I post this nigga so much it's probably annoying some people.
Oh well.
But I still get shit in my inbox. And you know what? It goes unread, it goes unlooked at. I don't care. They still gonna try.
That's why you can keep trying. But don't try to get bold and bogus. Like, nigga, just take your L faith, you know, quietly, bitch, because I will put you on blast if you try me.
You got some persistent nigga. Well, the ones that be in my inbox are persistent. However, they don't ever get disrespectful. They just keep saying hello, hi, you're beautiful, hey.
Oh yeah,
you
I've had
good,
some
this,
hella disrespectful
that, that, that.
Ones. That's and the I worst just, part.
I don't read it and I just keep moving. I just see you keep messaging and you're not going anywhere. And it's just like, when do you get the hint? I don't know, but whatever.
No, I get the bold ones that be like insulted that I'm not gonna respond. Like, sir, I've literally said I'm not responding to rent.
They feel some type of way if they see you read it. And it,
that's fine. You're going to forever feel some type of way, bitch.
Know what I do? I go back and I hit mark as unread.
See, I'm not even about to do all that. That's too much energy. I'd just rather send you to the ignore message with the rest of the bitches.
I do that to lots of people that I just want to read it and see what they're saying and get out of it.
Mm-mm, I just send you to the ignore messages. You're going to be right there in that request being like all the other motherfuckers.
I got to put my cousin in the ignore messages, Lord. Sending the randomest shit all the time. It's crazy ass.
Oh, but anyway, no.
I ain't got no trash. My trash gonna be a whole topic, bitch.
I feel like that trash can be a whole topic, but that's for a later discussion. DM etiquette, because some of y'all niggas ain't got none.
Moral of the story is
stay out Demi's inbox.
Moisturize the black, because if you don't, it's gonna crack. And that's all I got.
Don't be basic this Halloween.
Don't be basic for Halloween. Do something fun. Do something crazy. Do something.
Wait, chill. Hold on. Put some parameters on that crazy part.
Let me finish.
Girl, look. You give niggas the okay. They go for the gusto, bitch.
Nigga, I ain't got to be the one to get okay. They had crazy planned for since last year, probably.
Come on, cock out.
Yeah. So, you know, rock out with your cock out. Jam out with your clam out.
Wow.
That's what y'all do anyways.
Wow. You never cease to amaze me at the end of the show. Okay. On that note, bye.